Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్భాగవతంకి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ భక్తులందరికీ జై.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
హరే కృష్ణ. We are reading from 11th canto, chapter 29, text number 6, chapter entitled as Bhakti Yoga.
Naivo payanti apachitam kavayas tavesha. Naivo payanti apachitam kavayas tavesha. బ్రహ్మాయుషాపి కృతం రుద్ధ ముదస్మరంత. బ్రహ్మాయుషాపి కృతం రుద్ధ ముదస్మరంత. యో అంతర్బహిస్తనుభృతం అశుభం విదున్వన్. యో అంతర్బహిస్తనుభృతం అశుభం విదున్వన్. ఆచార్య చైత్య వపుసా స్వగతిం వ్యనంతి. ఆచార్య చైత్య వపుసా స్వగతిం వ్యనక్తి. నైవోపయంతి అపచితం కవయస్తవేశ. బ్రహ్మాయుషాపి కృతం రుద్ధ ముదస్మరంత. యో అంతర్బహిస్తనుభృతం అశుభం విదున్వన్. ఆచార్య చైత్య వపుసా స్వగతిం వ్యనక్తి. నైవోపయంత్య పచితం కవయస్తవేశ. మాయుషాపి కృతం వృద్ధ ముదస్మరంత. యో అంతర్బహిస్తనుభృతాం అశుభం విదున్వన్. ఆచార్య చైత్య వపుసా స్వగతిం వ్యనక్తి. నైవోపయంత్య పచితిం కవయస్తవేశ. బ్రహ్మాయుషాపి కృతం రుద్ధ ముదస్మరంత. యో అంతర్బహిస్తనుభృతాం అశుభం విదున్వన్.
ఆచార్య చైత్య వపుసా స్వగతిం వ్యనక్తి. The translation and the purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Translation. O my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with the prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the Super Soul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Lord Krishna is 10 million times more dear to a devotee than life itself. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura, even by rendering devotional service for the total duration of 1000 universal creations, a devotee cannot repay the debt he feels to the Lord for having awarded him loving service to the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord appears within the heart as the Super Soul and externally both as the spiritual master and as his literary incarnation, the supreme Vedic knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపాగదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్నితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషాశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రధాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానోస్తుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంచాకల్పాతరుభ్యస్య కృపా సింధూభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ I would like to welcome all the devotees for the Bhagavatam class, and I would like to seek all of your blessings and permission to express some of my thoughts on this verse and also on the teachings of Uddhava Gita. So here in this 29th chapter, this is the last chapter of Uddhava Gita, wherein Lord Krishna is going to give the conclusion of his teachings which he gave to Uddhava over the past 22 chapters. This is the 23rd chapter of the Uddhava Gita. So, after hearing on various subject matters, karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti, in the last chapter he heard about one aspect of jnana, that is Advaita Vada. So now Uddhava is saying that is very difficult for people in general to practice, unless until someone is very dedicated Otherwise, it is impractical. So please, can you tell an easy process which will be practicable for everyone? So telling that, in the last verse, 5th verse and 6th verse, Uddhava is expressing his gratitude to Lord Krishna on behalf of all the living entities. So in this verse especially, he is telling that, Naivopayanti apachitam kavayastavesha brahmayushapi krutam smaranta. He says that, even the great learned people who are known as kavis and who are great intelligent people filled with knowledge and wisdom, remembering what you have done for all of us, krutam smaranta, even if they were given the lifetime of Brahma, brahmayushapi, they will not be able to express their gratitude to your lotus feet. Na eva upayanti, they will not be able to express their gratitude to your lotus feet. Because as soon as they remember what you have done for them, their happiness increases. Ruddha muda. And when they express their gratitude, again it increases. Again they express gratitude, again it increases. There is no end to their expression of gratitude. Just like Prithu Maharaj, after hearing from the four Kumaras in the subject matter of Jnana and Bhakti, he tells that, Vinoda Patram, if somebody want to say that I can repay for what I have received from you, they are like Vinoda Patram, a joker. Because no one can repay what a guru or the Supreme Lord gives us. So then, now the question comes, okay, what he has given, because of which you say I cannot repay you, even if I have given a lifetime of Brahma. So Uddhava says, Yo antar bahis tanubrutam, you appear internally as Paramatma, who acts as Chaitya Guru, and you appear externally as Acharya, who acts as Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. By appearing in these two forms, you do two things. One is Ashubham Vidunvan. You destroy the Ashubha in the life of a conditioned soul and make their life auspicious. And how you make their life auspicious and how you destroy their Ashubha? Acharya Chaitya Vapusa Swagatim Venanti. By becoming Acharya outside as Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, and as Chaitya Guru inside, who is Paramananda and Paramatma, you teach them about Swagatim Venanti, the path back home, back to Godhead. By teaching the suitable process according to the time, place, circumstances, according to the mentality of the person, you make them return to the spiritual world. This is your wonderful activity. Lord is glorified in the Bhagavatam as Adbhuta Karmana, who performs wonderful activities. So, this is one of the wonderful activities of the Supreme Lord, by which he did this, externally appearing as Acharya, internally appearing as Paramatma. He teaches us what we are supposed to do and where we are supposed to go. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, Sanatana Goswami approaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and expresses his desire, what he wanted to hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ke ami kena jara tapatrai. Who am I? Why am I going through all these miseries? And please tell me, sadhya sadhana vishayas. I don't know what is sadhya and what is sadhana. Please tell me about sadhya and sadhana. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, Jivera Swarupai Krishnera Nityadas. Jiva's constitutional position is Krishna's eternal servant. Jiva, the relationship between Jiva and the Supreme Lord is like that. Surya and Surya Kirana. Just like sun is like the Lord and sunlight, sun ray is like the Jiva. That is the relationship between the Supreme Lord and Jiva. And then he says that, but Sai Jiva, that Jiva, forgetting Krishna, Krishna Bhuli Anadi Bahirmukha. From time immemorial, they turned his face away from Krishna. Because of that, the Maya Devi gave him samsara, the perpetual existence of repeated birth and death. And on his own, Jiva cannot understand what he is doing and what he should be doing and where he should be going. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, Maya Mukta Jiva, Swata, Nahi Swata Krishna Jnan. Being bewildered by Maya, the Jiva has no capacity to understand about himself and understand about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in order to make the Jiva understand who is he, who the Supreme Lord is, Jivaya Krupaya Koila Krishna Veda Puran. The Supreme Personality of Godhead gave us Vedas and Puranas, studying which we can understand who we are, where we are supposed to go. So how Lord Krishna helping us? Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanara Janana Krishna Mora Prabhu Tata Jivera Hoi Jnana. Shastra Rupe, Guru Rupe and Paramatma Rupe. The Supreme Lord will help us understand who we are, who the Supreme Lord is. By which we understand our constitutional position and practicing which, that is mentioned in the Vedic literature, we will go back home back to Godhead. This is the service which Lord does for all of us. So, for that, we can never express our gratitude to the Supreme Lord. So, this is the intention with which Uddhava expressing his gratitude unto Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So now, taking a clue from this shloka and taking a clue from the purport in which the commentators mention about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, now we will try to see what Lord Krishna is trying to teach us through the medium of Veda and Purana, which he mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, this is like, I given a title that this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita and Uddhava Gita. We try to see the essence of Bhagavad Gita and Uddhava Gita, touching upon the important aspects of this section. So, before getting into it, here we are trying to examine the meaning of one verse that Lord Krishna quoted in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. 15:15. Vedesha sarver ahameva vedyo. Vedanta krut veda videva chaham. Lord Krishna says, I am supposed to be known by studying the Vedas. And why Krishna supposed to be known? How Krishna will be known? Will be the topic of our discussion today. So before getting into details of this particular phrase, we'll try to refer to Uddhava Gita and some of the things connected to Uddhava Gita and Bhagavad Gita from other places of Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, the pastime of Chitraketu Maharaj is mentioned. So when Chitraketu Maharaj is being initiated by Narada Muni, he performs severe austerities, chanting the mantra taught by Sri Narada Muni. In 7 days he becomes Vidyadhara. In another 7 days he had darshan of Lord Sankarsana. Then he offers wonderful prayers unto Lord Sankarsana. After hearing all these prayers, Lord Sankarsana says that, my dear Chitraketu, my dear king, I understand that you have understood the special nuances of bhakti by seeing through your prayers, but you lack knowledge. In order to make you indifferent to questioning, which you have done when your son died, both wife and husband actually questioned the Supreme Lord, questioned the existence of the Supreme Lord, questioned the compassionate nature of the Supreme Lord. Now Lord is saying that, I will give you jnana by which you will become indifferent to such questioning. Then, in his reply, in one of the verses, Lord Sankarsana says that, Aham vai sarva bhutani, bhutatma bhuta bhavana, shabda brahma para brahma mamobe shashvati sanum. He said that, Aham vai sarva bhutani, I am all the living entities, bhutatma, I am the super soul of all the living entities, bhuta bhavana, I am the cause of all the living entities, shabda brahma and para brahma are my eternal forms. The meaning of this verse is, in the entire material and spiritual creations, everything that you see, that you hear about, can be divided into two categories. One, something is called real, something is called unreal. Everything that is there in the both material world and spiritual world can be divided into two parts, real and unreal. And the category of real, there are two divisions. One, something is permanent, something is temporary. Even if something is real also, it can exist eternally and it may exist only for small time. And those things, those real objects which are permanent, are again two parts. One is Shabda Brahma, the Vedic literature, which are the breathing of the Supreme Lord, and Parabrahma, which is explained in all through Vedic literature in three features: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And in the commentary, when it is mentioned, Brahman is mentioned in singular, Paramatma is singular, but Bhagavan is mentioned in plural. Bhagavan does not stay alone. Brahman and Paramatma stays alone, but Bhagavan does not stay alone. He always stays with his devotees, indirectly indicating the spiritual world. Bhagavan resides in the spiritual world with many, 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 many unlimited thousands and millions of Vaikuntha Vasis. And then, what are the temporary real objects? The temporary real objects are again twofold. One is the entire material universe, and also all the living entities that are living in the material world. These two are real, but they are temporary. Their existence is temporary. Even Jiva living in the material world is called temporary, because as long as we live in the material world, we identify with our body. Currently I say I am human being, I am a male, like that. This identity is temporary. That's why Jiva is considered to be temporary. And then the second category of objects are unreal. There are two types of unreal objects again. Some of the unreal objects are experienced, those which we experience in the dream. Whatever objects we go through, we get in the dream, they're actually unreal. When the dream is over, there is no existence for them. But as long as the dream is going on, we experience them. A tiger is chasing us, we may be falling from the cliff, etc. We actually experience them. But as soon as the dream is over, we don't experience. Similarly, those objects which we experience in the magic. Any magic show if you go, as long as the magic show is going on, we experience everything. When you come out, even though in the magic show, the magician might create so many rupees, it may be in your pocket. When you come out, it will disappear. It has no existence. And same way, there are some objects are unreal, unexperienced objects. They are called those objects we think about in daydreaming. Even while sitting here also, I can think of so many things which I don't experience, and they are not real. And those objects of imagination, like flowers in the sky, horns of the rabbit, etc., etc. Like these are the four categories in the entire material and spiritual creation. And what Lord want to tell us by indicating this is, apparently we are in the state of second level. That is, temporary real object. We are living entities, living in the material world. That is second stage. But our consciousness might be in the dreaming or daydreaming, night dreaming or daydreaming. So Lord is indicating that you have to raise your consciousness from unreal, unexperienced to unreal experienced, then real temporary, then eventually real permanent. How we can do that? By taking shelter of Shabda Brahma. By taking shelter of Shabda Brahma, we can come to the position of the permanent real. That means we can become an associate of Parabrahma, either Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan. So how is this possible? It is also mentioned in the Bhagavatam first canto, first chapter, wherein it says that Vedyam Vastava Matravasu Shodam Tapatrayon Mulanam. Vedyam Vastava Vastu. The Vastava Vastu is being described in Srimad Bhagavatam. By taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, one will understand what is the Vastava Vastu, the eternal reality. And following the path prescribed in Bhagavatam, we can approach the shelter of that eternal reality. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called in Bhagavatam as Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. He is the Vastava Vastu. So keeping this in the background, now he is telling about taking shelter of Shabda Brahma. So what do you mean by Shabda Brahma? The Vedic literature indicates that Shabda Brahma is nothing but the 18 division of Vedic knowledge. There are four Vedas: Rug Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Adhar Veda. And there are six Vedangas, which are called as Shiksha, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirukta, Jyotisha and Chanda. These six Vedangas are mentioned in order for us to understand the meaning of the Vedas. Shiksha is about phonetics. how to pronounce, how to read. And Vyakarana is about grammar. And Chandas is about the meter with which the Vedas are compiled. These three actually help us how to read the Vedas, how to understand the Vedic literature. Then after understanding that, what we are supposed to do it, I mean, in order to understand the actual meaning of the Vedas, there is fourth one also, Nirukti, that is dictionary. Then how we have to use the Vedic knowledge? That is Kalpa. Kalpa will talk about variety of rituals, how we should perform the rituals. And then finally there is Jyotisham. And Jyotisham will tell us when to perform the ritual, where to perform the ritual, and why to perform the ritual. These are the six Vedangas. And then there are four Upavedas. They are called as Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, and Sthapatya. So whatever engineering medicine that the modern day is very much phantasmagorized with, all the different types of college educations, they are all nothing but derivation from these four Angas. Ayurveda, that is all about medicine. Dhanurveda, that is all about military. And Gandharva Veda, that is all about music and arts. And Sthapatya, that is all about engineering and construction. And at other place it is also mentioned that Artha, Gana Artha. Gana refers to singing. Artha refers to economic development. These are the four things which are there prevalent in the modern society. These are all derived from Vedic literature. These are all called as Shrutis. The four Vedas, six Vedangas and four Upavedas, they are all Shrutis. And then there are four more. They are categorized in the part of Smriti and Nyaya. They are Mimamsa, Nyaya, and Dharmashastra, Purana Itihasani. Mimamsa is Pura Mimamsa, that can be called as Karma Mimamsa, and Nyaya is Uttara Mimamsa, that can be called as Brahma Sutras. These two can be seen as Nyaya, and Dharmashastras and Purana Itihasas can be seen as Smriti. So these are the 18 divisions of the Vedic literature, which can be again recategorized in the form of Shruti, Smriti and Puranas. Later on, in the Vedas, there are again four divisions. That is Rugveda, Samaveda, Yajurveda, Atharvaveda. And in Rugveda, there are 21 subdivisions. Yajurveda, 100 subdivisions. Samaveda, there are 1000 subdivisions. Atharvaveda, there are 9 subdivisions. And each of the subdivision is further divided into four parts. They are called as Samhita, Brahmana, Aranyaka and Upanishad. Thus, in total, there are 1130 Samhitas, 1130 Brahmanas and 1130 Aranyakas and the same number of Upanishads. This many divisions are there among the Vedas, but currently we don't have all of them. We can find 11 Samhitas, 18 Brahmanas, 7 Aranyakas and 200 plus Upanishads. This is what we are left with out of the vast Vedic knowledge. But the Vedic seers, they say that among these four divisions, Samhita, Brahmana, Aranyaka, Upanishad, the Upanishads are considered to be the head of the Vedas. They are the head of the Vedas. And in Bhagavad Gita, from Gita Mahatmya, we read that Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana Partho Vasta Sudhir Bokta Dugdam Gita Amrita Mahat. When all the Upanishads are considered to be cow, Krishna as cowherd boy, keeping Arjuna as calf, for the purpose of all the intellectual people, he derived the essence of the cow of all the Upanishads in the form of Gita. So, Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Upanishads, which are the essence of the Vedas. This is one side. Another side in the Bhagavatam, first canto mentions that Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. If you consider all the Vedic literature to be a tree, the essence of the tree is the fruit, just like mango now in demand. So that phala is Srimad Bhagavatam. And which is glorified in various Puranas, that Bhagavatam is ఇస్ ద నేచురల్ కామెంటరీ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత సూత్ర, విచ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద ఉపనిషస్ ఫ్రమ్ అనదర్ సైడ్. జస్ట్ లైక్ భగవద్గీత ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషస్ అండ్ వేదాంత సూత్ర ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషస్ అండ్ ద కామెంటరీ టు దట్ వేదాంత సూత్ర ఇస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. అర్థోయం బ్రహ్మ సూత్రాణం భారతార్థ వినిర్ణయ ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా, ఇట్ గోస్ ఆన్ ఇన్ ద గరుడ పురాణం. సో ఇన్ దట్ వే వీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దీస్ 18 డివిజన్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్ దేర్ ఎసెన్షియల్ మీనింగ్ వీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ బై రీడింగ్ భగవద్గీత అండ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. అండ్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెకండ్ క్యాంటో శ్రీ సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి సేస్ దట్ దిస్ భాగవతం డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ఇట్స్ మీనింగ్ ఇన్ 10 డివిజన్స్. అత్ర సర్గ విసర్గచ్చ స్థానం పోషణమూతయ మన్వంతరేషానుగత నిరోధో ముక్తిరాశ్రయ. సో వై దీస్ 10 డివిజన్స్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్, దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ పర్పస్. ఈ సేస్ దట్ దశమస్య విశుద్ధార్థం నవానా మిహ లక్షణం. ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ ద స్పాట్లెస్ క్యారెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద 10th ఐటమ్, ద 9 ఐటమ్స్ ఆర్ స్పోకెన్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఆర్ అదర్ పురాణాస్ ఆర్ అదర్ వేదిక లిటరేచర్స్. సో ఇన్ ఎ వే ద ఫస్ట్ 9 టాపిక్స్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ సర్గ ఆల్ ద వే అప్ టు ముక్తి దే డిస్క్రైబ్ అబౌట్ జీవ, వాట్ ఏ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ పర్ఫ్ డస్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ దీస్ 9 టాపిక్స్. అండ్ ద 10th టాపిక్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ఈశ్వర, వాట్ ద సుప్రీం లా డస్ యాజ్ అండ్ వెన్ ఈ కమ్స్ టు మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ యాజ్ ఈ స్టేస్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. ద 9 టాపిక్స్ టాక్ అబౌట్ జీవ, 10th టాపిక్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఈశ్వర. And why they are supposed to talk about Jiva and Ishvara? They say that by taking shelter of Shabda Brahma, we are supposed to go to Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Ishvara. And the meaning of Shabda Brahma is explained through these 9 divisions of the Purana, wherein it talks about the Jiva in his two features. One is the Jiva is the Sadhaka, who is practicing a particular sadhana. And for the benefit of that Jiva, sadhana is also described. What sadhana jiva supposed to practice? Through these 9 topics in the 11 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, out of in exception of 10th canto, remaining 11 cantos, the entire Bhagavatam talks about sadhana and different variety of sadhakas. The Vedas in general describe sadhanas, but the Puranas teach us how a sadhana is practiced by a jiva in this material world and attained perfection. That is described through various pastimes such as Dhruva Maharaj, Prutu Maharaj, Prachetas, Prahlad Maharaj, like that. They are all comes in the category of sadhakas. And the sadhana has been described in 3 sections of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The entire Bhagavad Gita can be taken as the scripture of sadhana, which talks about the different variety of sadhanas. And in Bhagavatam there are 2 sections. One is the teachings of Lord Kapila. The second one is the teachings of Lord Krishna to Uddhava, Uddhava Gita. Thus, by studying through Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Lord Kapila and Uddhava Gita, we can understand what are the different sadhanas. And by studying the remaining portion of Bhagavatam, we can understand how different people have followed this sadhana and perfected their life. Dashamasya Vishuddhartham Navana Mehalakshanam Varnayanti Mahatmana, the great souls like Vidura and Maitreya describe about these various sadhanas and sadhakas for the purpose of Shrutena Arthena Anjasa. We can understand the essence of the Shrutis easily through the medium of various pastimes. We can see one example. In order to explain the process of transmigration, how karma functions, Narada Muni teaches Prachina Barhi through the medium of allegorical story of Puranjana. So like that, a Siddhanta, a Tattva can be explained through the medium of a story so that people can understand it easily and can practice it easily. So with that intention, all the scriptures are describing this variety of sadhakas. So having described different divisions of the Vedas, having seen the essence of the Vedas is in the form of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and that also divided into 3 divisions, sadhana, sadhaka and sadhya in the form of 10th canto subject matter. Now we'll focus upon only the sadhana. So how Lord Krishna, with the help of Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Lord Kapila and Uddhava Gita, is teaching us that sadhana. What kind of sadhana is teaching us and why is teaching us? They are the two aspects we will be discussing now. So in the Uddhava Gita, 14th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Kalena Nashta Pralaye Vaniyam Veda Samnita Mayadav Brahmane Prokta Dharmo Yasyam Madatmaka. At the time of Pralaya, all the Vedic knowledge has been disappeared. And in the next creation, or at the beginning of the creation, I have spoken the Vedic literature, Vedic knowledge to Brahma. Tene Brahma Hurdaya Adi Kavaye. So what kind of Vedic knowledge Lord Krishna spoke? Mayado Brahmane Prokta Dharmo Yasya Madatmaka. That Dharma I spoke, practicing which one will come to me. So what is that Dharma I spoke? In the later, again the same Uddhava Gita, in the 21st chapter, Lord Krishna says, Veda Brahmartha Vishayas Trikanda Vishayayame. In order to describe the process which will bring the jiva from the material world to the absolute truth, Brahmartha Vishaya, that will bring us to Parabrahma, he spoke the Vedic literature which has got three divisions, Trikanda Vishayayama. The three divisions of the Vedic literature are Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Upasana Kanda, which are also called as Yajna Kanda, Brahma Kanda and Devata Kanda. Through these three sections of the Vedic literature, Lord Krishna describes about various processes for the benefit of all of us. So in the section of Karma Kanda, which is also called as Yajna Kanda, Lord Krishna prescribes about the duties of Varnashrama. The living entity, while living in this material world, they are supposed to follow the organized system, that is Varnashrama. So when people perform their duties with sincerity and dedication, they can be called as the followers of Karma Kanda. And among the various duties of Varnashrama, there are two important things are mentioned in the Vedic literature. They are Yajna and Dana, which are the two important aspects of a person who is following the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. Generally, these Karmakanda section of the Vedas are followed by Grihasthas. The Grihasthas are generally entitled to follow all these Karmakanda section. Either Grihastha can be a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, but Grihasthas generally follow the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. So Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, he says that why they are supposed to follow Karmakanda section and how they are supposed to follow Karmakanda section is Yata Pravruttir Bhutanam Yena Sarva Midam Tata Swa Karmana Tamabhyarcha Siddhim Vinnanti Manava. Yata Pravruttir Bhutanam, as per their psychophysical nature, as per their inclination, they are supposed to follow the duties of the Varnashrama system. How? Tam Abhyarcha, as an offering to Supreme Lord, by which Siddhim Vinnanti Manava, the human beings will attain the expected result of Karmakanda section of the Vedas. So what is the result? We will discuss little later. And then from the section of Upasana Kanda, which is also called a Devata Kanda, the Vedic literature talks about various activities performed by various people in the matter of worshipping a particular deity. The deity, either it can be a devata or it can be the Supreme Lord. Worship of any devata or any form of Supreme Lord, it comes under the category of Upasana Kanda. So wherein the Vedic literature talks about this, how they do this Upasana. We have in the Bhagavatam Prahlad Maharaj talking to Hiranyakashipu. He asks, what did you learn? What do you feel the best education? He said that Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. If you remove Vishnu from this verse, if you keep any other name of any devata, that will be Upasana of that devata. If you do all these nine things in relation to any devata, that is called Upasana of that particular devata. When we do all these nine things in relation to Lord Vishnu, it is called Vishnu Upasana. If it is done in relation to Ganesh, it is called Ganesh Upasana, Lord Ganesh. So like that, Upasana is prescribed. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna mentioned the fourth chapter. He says that very simple thing. Vitaraga bayakroda manmaya mam upasita. Bhavo jnana tapasa puta madhva magata. So there are some people giving up attachment to this mental world. They take shelter of me and worship me. Manmaya mam upasrita. Bhavo jnana tapasa puta madhva magata. They have attained my nature. That is fine. In the next verse, a second verse after that, kankshitam karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devata. Shipram hi manusho loke samsiddhir siddhir bhavati karmaja. There are some people in this material world, in order to fulfill their desires instantly, they do worship the devatas of this world, who is in the same methods. And the two important aspects of this upasana is archana. Actually not two, one. The important aspect of this upasana is archana. Wherever we see the devata upasakas or the Vishnu upasakas, all the other activities are connected or rounded around deity worship. This is the main aspect of upasana kanda. And Vedic literature have lot of descriptions about how to worship deity, what kind of deity to be worshipped. So all these things are variously described in all the Vedic literature. So Lord Krishna later on mentions in the same Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, Ananya chintayantu mam yejana par yupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshimam vahamiham. And later on in the next life, next couple of verses later, Lord Krishna says that the various people worship different devatas, but in a avidhi purvakam, in a wrong way. So there are some people worship devata, there are some people worship Lord Vishnu, following the same rituals which are mentioned in the Upasana Kanda section of Vedic literature. So then Jnana Kanda. So this is also called Brahma Kanda. So in which is the main topic of Uddhava Gita and Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna gives lot of weightage to this Jnana Kanda section of the Vedic literature. He describes Jnana again and again many times. So herein there are three important aspects. One is Parinamavada, second one is Vivartavada, third one is Sankhya, which are described in the previous chapter. In the last chapter, the 20th chapter, Lord Krishna talks about what is Parinamavada, what is Vivartavada, and in the previous chapter he talks about Sankhya. So Vivartavada is that followed by the people whom we can call as Mayavadis. They say that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is absolute. It does not go through change. Anything that goes through change in this material world, it is Mithya or it is Maya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. In the Jagat, everything is changing, constantly changing. That's why it is Mithya. But Parinamavadi, they say that Sarva Vastu Satyamiti, they say that everything is real, but something is eternal, something is temporary. And that which is temporary is nothing but the transformation of the energy of the eternal. The eternal is absolute truth. He has so many energies, out of which one energy is called Prakriti. That Prakriti transforms itself into the material world, which constantly goes through change. Absolute truth remains constant, but the material world constantly goes through change. So this is called Parinamavada, which we can call it as Brahmavada. The first one is Mayavada, this is Brahmavada. Then he elaborately speaks about Sankhya. Sankhya is nothing but studying the nature of Purusha and Prakriti. The entire material world is nothing but the manifestation of the combination of Purusha and Prakriti only. So Purusha again has three features: Ishvara, Jiva and Kala. So, and Prakriti, which is also called as Gunamaya, is used as the object of enjoyment for the Jiva. For the purpose of creating this material world, the Supreme Lord, expanding himself as Kala, he transforms Prakriti in the form of this entire material world, so that living entities come here and enjoy and do whatever they want. So this is called, this Prakriti has three divisions: Pradana, Avidya and Vidya. Pradana, which is nothing but three modes of material nature, which transform in the form of 24 material elements. Mahatattva, Ahankara, mind, intelligence, 5 Jnanendriyas, 5 Karmendriyas, 5 Pancha Mahabhutas and 5 sense objects. By the combination of all these things, the entire universe is created and our bodies are also created, by which we can enjoy in this material world. And then, ఫర్ ఎ జీవా టు ఎంజాయ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటల్ వరల్డ్ ద సేమ్ ప్రకృతి మేనిఫెస్ట్ ద సెకండ్ పోర్షన్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అస్ అవిద్య. ఓన్లీ బై అవిద్య వి ఫర్గెట్ హూ వి ఆర్. ఒరిజినల్ వి ఆర్ మమై వాంశో జీవలోకే జీవభూత సనాతన ఆర్ జీవేర స్వరూపై కృష్ణ నిత్యదాస్. దట్ కృష్ణేర నిత్యదాస్ థింగ్ వి ఫర్గెట్ బై అవిద్య. అవిద్య హ్యాడ్ ఫైవ్ ఫీచర్స్. అవిద్య, అస్మిత, రాగ, ద్వేష, అభినివేశ. అవిద్య మీన్స్ వి ఫర్గెట్ అవర్ ట్రూ ఐడెంటిటీ. అస్మిత మీన్స్ వి గెట్ ఎ ఫాల్స్ ఐడెంటిటీ, దట్ ఇస్ కరెంట్లీ ఐఎమ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, మేబీ నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్ యానిమల్ ఆర్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా. అండ్ అస్మిత ఈజ్ ఫాల్స్ ఐడెంటిటీ. రాగ మీన్స్ అదిలంగా ది లివ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, ఐ మేక్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ విత్ పీపుల్ హూ గివ్ మీ హ్యాపీనెస్. ద్వేష మీన్స్ దోస్ పీపుల్ స్టాప్ మై హ్యాపీనెస్, ఐ డెవలప్ ఎన్మిటీ విత్ దెమ్. అండ్ ఫైనల్లీ అభినివేశ, ఐ నో దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ కాల్డ్ డెత్. బిఫోర్ డెత్ ఐ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ యాజ్ మచ్ యాజ్ పాసిబుల్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ వీ ఆర్ బౌండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటల్ వరల్డ్. అవిద్య బైండ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటల్ వరల్డ్. బట్ థర్డ్ పోర్షన్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ విద్య, విచ్ విల్ హెల్ప్స్ అస్ గెట్ లిబరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ మెటల్ వరల్డ్. విద్య హ్యాడ్ సిక్స్ సంఘాస్, కర్మ, జ్ఞాన. సో హియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ కర్మ, జ్ఞాన, వైరాగ్య, తపస్య, అష్టాంగ యోగ అండ్ భక్తి. దీస్ ఆర్ ద సిక్స్ అంగాస్ ఆఫ్ విద్య విచ్ ఆర్ టాట్ బై ద పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ విద్య, ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ విచ్ వీ కెన్ ఓవర్కమ్ ద బాండేజ్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై అవిద్య అండ్ కెన్ అటైన్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. సో ఇన్ ద భాగవతం, కీపింగ్ దిస్ థీమ్ అండ్ ద బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్, దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ వర్స్ కమ్స్ ఫైవ్ టైమ్స్ ఆర్ సిక్స్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం. దిస్ ఇస్ ద లాంగ్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ కోటెడ్ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం. అర్థేహి అవిద్యమానేపి సంస్కృతిర్ నా నివర్తతే ధ్యాయతో విషయాం యస్య స్వప్నం అనర్థాగోమతం యథ. అవర్ మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ లైక్ అవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ డ్రీమ్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ వీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ త్రూ డ్రీమ్, యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ యూ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద డ్రీమ్, దే హ్యావ్ నో ఫ్యాక్చువల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. సిమిలర్లీ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ వీ గో త్రూ ఇన్ ద కరెంట్ లైఫ్ యాజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఫర్ 60 to 80 years, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ లైక్ ఎ బిగ్ డ్రీమ్. బికాస్ ఈవెన్ దో దే ఆర్ లైక్ ద డ్రీమ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, వీ కన్సిడర్ దెమ్ టు బి రియల్. వీ ఆల్వేస్ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ దెమ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ దే గివ్ మీ ప్లెజర్. దట్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ విల్ కీప్ అస్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, గివింగ్ అస్ పర్పెక్చువల్ సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద మెయిన్ టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన. దిస్ ఇస్ ద వర్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ ద మెయిన్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన. సో నౌ ద వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్ డిస్క్రైబ్ కర్మకాండ, జ్ఞానకాండ అండ్ ఉపాసనకాండ. ద పీపుల్ హూ ప్రాక్టీస్ దీస్ త్రీ సెక్షన్స్ కెన్ బి ఆఫ్ టూ కేటగిరీస్. సమ్ పీపుల్ మే ప్రాక్టీస్ దీస్ త్రీ సెక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదాస్ ఫర్ దేర్ ఓన్ బెనిఫిట్. సమ్ పీపుల్ మే ప్రాక్టీస్ దీస్ త్రీ ఫర్ ద అప్లిఫ్ట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ ఫాలో కర్మకాండ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదాస్ ఫర్ దేర్ ఓన్ బెనిఫిట్ కెన్ బి కాల్డ్ ఆస్ సకామ కర్మీస్. దేర్ ఓన్లీ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఈస్ టు ఎంజాయ్ హియర్ ఆర్ ఎంజాయ్ ఇన్ స్వర్గ by practicing karmakanda section, that can be called as karma. And the jnanis also can be, and the second category, nishkama. They are not interested in enjoying this material world, but they are interested in purifying their heart of material desires. When some person practices nishkama karma yoga sincerely, at the end one's heart becomes purified, one becomes qualified to practice jnana yoga. Then in Jnana Yoga, again two divisions of people are there. Some people follow for their own benefit, some people follow for the purpose of attaining moksha. The people who follow for their own benefit are called as Sakama Jnanis. They are interested in Puja Labha Pratishtha. They want to be glorified as great personalities, knowledgeable personalities in the material world. But those people who are Nishkama Jnanis, they are only aspiring in liberation. Out of four Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama are the goals of Sakama Karmis. Moksha is the goal of Nishkama Karmis and Jnanis. And the third category, again, in Devata Kanda also, there are two categories of people, Sakamas and Nishkamas. Those people who generally worship Devatas are Sakamis. They only want the fulfillment of their desires. And those people who worship the Supreme Lord can be Sakamis and Nishkamis. Some people Artho, Artha, Jignashu, they may come to Supreme Lord for the purpose of fulfilling their desires. But there are some devotees who really worship the Supreme Lord in order to become is eternal associates. Ananyas chintayantu mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nitya abhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. In this verse The Acharyas translated as that, Tesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam, with a desire to become an eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual world, want to serve the Supreme Lord in one of the four rasas, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. They practice Prema Bhakti or Shuddha Bhakti, Ananya Chintayantimam, without any desire of any other things. And for them, I take care of their attainment of destination in the spiritual world. That is my responsibility. Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. That what Lord Krishna says. So thus, the Vedas are describing three divisions. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda and Upasanakanda. By which they prescribe various sadhanas such as Sakamakarma, Nishkamakarma, Jnana and also Bhakti. This Jnana also includes Ashtanga Yoga, Tapasya and Vairagya. Various other aspects are also included in that. So then Lord Krishna says, Veda Brahmartha Vishaya Strikanda Vishayame Parukshavada Rushaya Paruksham Mamacha Priya. The Vedas does not describe you better perform Bhakti. Bhakti is the process which gives you best results. It will not take it all. Because Lord Krishna wants the sages to describe this Vedic literature in an indirect way. So all the Vedas only describe Karmakanda, Jnanakanda and Upasanakanda. The Bhakti is hidden in the Vedas. It is not directly talked about. So that is the meaning of this. Yoga tayo maya purokta nrunam shriyo vidhista jnanam karmacha bhakti cho na upaya anyosti kutrajit. By the medium of these three sections of the Vedas, I teach karma, jnana and yoga. And these are the three bona fide means of attaining perfection. Other than these three, there is no other way. The same thing Lord Kapila tells in the teachings of Lord Kapila in third canto. Yoga adhyatmika pumsha mat nishreyashayame. Atyantopatare yatra dukkha secha sukha secha. There are only three means in order to destroy dukkha and obtain sukha. They are jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga and bhakti yoga. There Lord Kapila says that it is jnana, ashtanga yoga and bhakti yoga, they directly give liberation in one of the five features. Karma yoga, it is like by the practice of karma yoga, one becomes qualified to practice either jnana or yoga, ashtanga yoga or bhakti. There is like a kind of basic principle. But the process which will give liberation is jnana, yoga or bhakti. Then, finally, Lord Krishna says, Mam vidatte abhidatte mam vikalpopihate yattuham etavan sarva vedartha shabda astaya mam vidha maya matra manudhyate pratisidhya prasidati. He says that, I describe in the Vedic literature karmakanda, jnanakanda and upasanakanda. By these three sections I talk about karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga with a intention. Because everyone may not be able to practice bhakti directly. They need a gradual progression. So what is the gradual progression? For a person in the mode of ignorance, he might practice all the sinful activities. When the consciousness raises, in the mode of passion one can practice Sakama Karma. Practice Vedic rules and regulations for the purpose of getting enjoyment in this material world. That is Sakama Karma. But when that person raises to Nishkama Karma, giving up Sakama Karma, raises to mode of goodness, giving up the mentality of enjoying results, he should perform all the Varnashram duties as a matter of duty and offer all the results to Supreme Lord. That is Nishkama Karma. By which one's heart is purified of all the material desires. And one is qualified to practice jnana. Then giving up nishkama karma yoga, which is performed by gurusas, taking to renunciation, either vanaprastha or sannyasi, one can practice jnana. When one completes jnana, one comes to the stage of Brahma Bhuta platform or Jivan Mukta platform. This is called as a person realizes about his own self. He realizes who is he. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu. He understands that he is Atma, he is not the material body, he has no connection with the material world. Therefore, he has nothing to get from this material world, he has nothing to lose in this material world. He becomes Prasannatma. And then, the Vedic literature explains that neither karma or jnana or ashtanga yoga, they cannot give this result on their own. They need to have some bhakti within it. When a person comes to Nishkama Karma Yoga, he gives up Sakama Karma. When a person comes to the perfection of Nishkama Karma, he gives up Nishkama Karma and practices jnana or ashtanga yoga. When they come to the stage of Jivan Mukta or Samadhi, they even give up jnana yoga or ashtanga yoga. Because ek bar samadhi ke paas aane ke baad jarurat nahi. Once you come to Brahmabhuta platform, you don't have to practice any more jnana. That is given up. Then what remains is that bhakti alone. Till now it was a small portion, but now it becomes all in all. Mad bhaktim labate param. And then, by that bhakti, by practicing that bhakti, a jnani or ashtanga yogi, what happens to him? Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yachasmi tatvataha. Tato mam tatvato jnatva vishate tad anantaram. Lord Krishna says, bhaktya mam abhijanati, they will know by the practice of that bhakti, without any tinge of karma, jnana, yoga, tatvataha, in truth. What do you mean by understanding me in truth? Lord says, tato mam tatvato jnatva. The jnanis and yogis will understand me either in my feature as tat, means Brahman, or in my feature as mam, Bhagavan. There could be some jnanis and some yogis who are only interested in entering into sayujya. They will understand me as Brahman. But some jnanis and yogis are interested in entering into Vaikuntha. They will understand me as Bhagavan. Vishate tad anantaram. Having understanding me in these two features, one of these two features, then they will enter into me. Me means either in Brahman or into Vaikuntha. This is how, by the practice of bhakti, one will attain ultimate perfection. So Lord Krishna says in this Uddhava Gita verse, he says that's how in the Vedic literature, sometimes I am glorified as karma, sometimes I am called as jnana, sometimes I am called as yoga, sometimes I am called as bhakti. But ultimately, sakama karma, nishkama karma, jnana, rashtanga yoga, or bhakti mixed with karma and jnana, are in the three modes. All these are considered to be maya. And by giving them all of those things, telling the jiva to practice only pure bhakti without any tinge of karma, jnana, yoga, practicing nirguna bhakti, one will have the realization of me as Brahman or Bhagavan, then they enter into sayujya or Vaikuntha. This is the essential teaching of Uddhava Gita or Bhagavad Gita by teaching all the different processes. So, now, in the conclusion, sorry, we are already in just 5 minutes, I will complete. So, it says that, in Uddhava Gita, Lord Krishna talks about what is the essential thing of jnana. He says that, jnana, the essential teaching of jnana is nothing but, when we see any sense object, like I am seeing, of course, this may not be the correct example, when a man sees a form of the female, he thinks that this is the object of enjoyment, which is actually made up of 24 elements. A jnani in true knowledge, when he sees the object, the form of a female, he does not see female. He only sees it as made up of 24 elements. He does not see the form as female. He sees them as 24 elements with which that form is made. And even a more perfected jnani will not see not even the 24 elements. He sees it as the source of 24 elements, that is Prakruti or Pradhana. Even the more elevated jnani, he does not even see the Prakruti. He sees Brahman. Because Brahman is the source of Pradhana. Pradhana is the source of 24 elements. The 24 elements are the source of a beautiful, good-looking young woman. So jnani, when he sees a woman or any sense object, he only sees directly Brahman. This is the essence of jnana, which was told in the previous chapter. So, then, if a person is practicing yoga, what he sees? Everything that he sees, he only sees as Paramatma. Of course, for jnana we can see it as, it's like, of course there is some shloka, it is not here. Sarvam kalau idam Brahma. Everything is manifestation of Brahman in this mental world. Like that he sees everything as Brahman. And a yogi, he sees everything as a manifestation of Paramatma. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvancha mai pashyati. Tasyahamna pranashami sachamena pranashati. Or annantarastha paramanucha antarastham. He sees Paramatma everywhere. Whatever he sees is only Paramatma. If, for example, this good-looking decoration, this entire thing, if a jnani sees, he sees it as Brahman. If a yogi sees, he sees it as Paramatma. And same thing if a devotee sees. హీ సీస్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అహం సర్వస్య ప్రభో మత్తం సర్వం ప్రవర్తతే. హీ సీస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎట్ ద మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్. ఏ డివోటీ యాక్చువల్లీ సీస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటల్ వరల్డ్ యాజ్ అ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ బలరామ్జీ. బలరామ్జీ ఈజ్ హీ హూ ఎక్స్పాండ్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ వర్డ్ అండ్ మెటల్ వర్డ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఫర్ ద ప్లెజర్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. సో ఏ జ్ఞాని సీస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఈ యోగి సీస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ పరమాత్మ, ఏ డివోటీ సీస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ భగవాన్. సో దట్ వీ కెన్ సీ యాజ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ లైక్ స్థావర జంగమ దేకి నా దేకి తారమూర్తి సర్వత్ర హోయ నిజ ఇష్ట దేవస్ఫూర్తి. దిస్ ద కాన్షియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ డివోటీ అండ్ దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ ద ఎసెన్షియల్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత అండ్ ఉద్ధవ గీత. దిస్ షుడ్ బి ద అల్టిమేట్ పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని, యోగి అండ్ ఎ డివోటీ. వెన్ వన్ కమ్స్ టు దిస్ స్టేట్ దే హావ్ అచీవ్డ్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ ఇన్ దట్ వే. సో లాస్ట్ జస్ట్ 2 మినిట్స్. సో వీ టుక్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ దట్ వాజ్ వేదేశ సర్వం అహమేవ వేద్యో. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టోల్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ సపోజ్ టు బి నోన్ బై స్టడింగ్ ద వేదాస్. వై యు ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు బి నో? వేదాంత కృత్. బికాస్ ఐ హావ్ రిటర్న్ ఐ కెన్ టెల్ హూ ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు బి నోన్, వాట్ ఇస్ ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ వేదాస్. సో హౌ కెన్ యూ సే యూ దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ అదర్ ఫిలాసఫర్ దే సే సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ ద గోల్. వేద విద్ ఐ ఓన్లీ నో ద వేదాస్. ఐ మీన్ దే ఆల్సో సే దే ఆర్ ద నోట్ ద వేదాస్. నాహం చాహం ఓన్లీ మీ నాట్ దే. దిస్ ఇస్ ద వర్డిక్ట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. ఓన్లీ మీ బట్ నో వన్ ఎల్స్ నో ద ఎసెన్షియల్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదాస్. దట్స్ వై ఐఎమ్ సెలింగ్ ఐఎమ్ సపోజ్ టు బి నోన్ బై స్టడింగ్ ద వేదాస్. ఓకే మై డియర్ లార్డ్, ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ ద నోర్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదాస్ ప్లీజ్ టెల్ మీ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదాస్ ఇన్ ఎసెన్స్. దెన్ ద త్రీ నెక్స్ట్ త్రీ వర్సెస్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ స్పీక్ ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదాస్. ద్వౌ ఇమౌ పురుషౌ లోకే క్షరక్షాక్షరమేవ చ క్షరసర్వాణి భూతాన్ని కూటస్థు అక్షరముషతి. ఆల్ ద లివింగ్ ఎనిటీస్ దట్ ఆర్ దేర్, ఆల్ ద కాన్షియస్ బీయింగ్ దట్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్ కెన్ బి డివైడెడ్ టు 2 కేటగిరీస్, క్షర అండ్ అక్షర. సో వన్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ క్షర ఇస్ కండిషన్ సోల్స్ అండ్ అక్షర ఇస్ లిమిటెడ్ సోల్స్. అనదర్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ క్షర అండ్ అక్షర ఇస్ క్షర ఇస్ కండిషన్ సోల్స్, అక్షర మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ గో త్రూ ఎనీ చేంజ్. ద క్షర కీప్స్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ చేంజ్. నౌ ఐఎమ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్ ఐ మే బి యానిమల్, నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్ ఐ మే బి ఇన్సెక్ట్ ఎట్సెట్రా. దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ క్షర. ద కండిషన్ సోల్స్ ఆర్ క్షర, ద బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ అక్షర. అండ్ దెన్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్ హి సేస్ దట్ ఉత్తమ పురుషస్తు అన్న పరమాత్మేతి ఉదాహృత యోలోకత్రయం ఆవిశ బిభర్తి అవ్య ఈశ్వర. బట్ సుపీరియర్ టు క్షర అండ్ అక్షర ఈజ్ పరమాత్మ, హూ మెయింటైన్ ద ఎంటైర్ మెటల్ యూనివర్స్ యాజ్ బై బికమింగ్ గర్భోదక్ష విష్ణు. దెన్ ఇస్ దట్ బట్ సుపీరియర్ టు పరమాత్మ దెర్ ఇస్ సంబడి ఎల్స్. యస్మా క్షర అతితోహం అక్షరాద్ అపిచోత్తమ అతోస్మి లోక వేదేచ ప్రతిత పురుషోత్తమ. సుపీరియర్ టు క్షర కండిషన్ సోల్, సుపీరియర్ టు అక్షర బ్రహ్మన్, సుపీరియర్ టు పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ భగవాన్. దేర్ ఇస్ భగవాన్ హూ రిసైడ్స్ ఇన్ వైకుంఠ, ఈ సుపీరియర్ టు ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్. అండ్ ఇస్ ఎస్ దట్ అమాంగ్ భగవాన్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ వెరైటీస్, అమాంగ్ ఆల్ ద వెరైటీ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్స్ ఐఆమ్ పురుషోత్తమ. అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఐ కృష్ణ, ద వాసుదేవ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ పార్సారథి కృష్ణ ఈజ్ పురుషోత్తమ, బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ భగవాన్స్. సో బై స్పీకింగ్ దిస్ ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ అవర్ డిఫరెంట్ పీపుల్ లార్డ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ అబౌట్ డిఫరెంట్ పీపుల్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ ఇంటింగ్ దట్ ఫర్ ఎ క్షర టు బికమ్ అక్షర, ఫర్ ఎ కండిషన్ సోల్ టు బికమ్ లిబరేటెడ్ సోల్, దేర్ ఆర్ 3 ప్రాసెసెస్ ఆర్ టాక్డ్ ఇన్ ద వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్. బై మెన్షనింగ్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇంటింగ్ అబౌట్ జ్ఞాన. బై ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ జ్ఞాన వన్ విల్ హ్యావ్ బ్రహ్మన్ రియలైజేషన్. బై మెన్షనింగ్ అబౌట్ పరమాత్మ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇంటింగ్ అబౌట్ యోగా. బై ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ అష్టాంగ యోగా వన్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ద రియలైజేషన్ ఆఫ్ పరమాత్మ. By mentioning about Bhagavan, Lord Krishna is hinting about Bhakti. By practicing Bhakti, one becomes an eternal associate of Supreme Lord in his various manifestations. But by practicing Shuddha Bhakti, one will become an eternal associate of Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, serving him in one of the 4 primary rasas, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya and Madhurya. This he says in the next 2 verses. Yomam evam asam mudo janati purushottama. He who knows me as Purushottama, in comparison to Kshara, Akshara, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, Sa Sarvavid Bhajanti Imam Sarva Bhavena Bhavarta. In all aspects he worships me. Then what will he gain by doing that worship? Iti Guhyatmam Shastram Idamukta Mayanaga Etat Budva Buddhimansa Atkrita Krittasya Bharata. One who knows this, called as Buddhiman. And this knowledge is Guhyatmam. the very, 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 very topmost secret, which one cannot understand directly, because it is indirectly told. Only Krishna knows about this. Only Krishna can tell about this. That's why he is telling in Bhagavad Gita, and Kapila Gita, and Uddhava Gita. And nowhere else we find about these teachings. And he says that, Evam Buddhva Buddhiman, sir, by understanding this, by becoming Buddhiman, Krutta Krutascha Bharata, one does what is supposed to be done. As a result, one gets what is supposed to be obtained. That is, Prema Bhakti, or becoming an eternal associate of Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan or in Dwaraka, serving him, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya or Madhurya, Rasas. This is the topmost secret of Vedic literature, which Lord Krishna wanted to speak to us through the medium of Bhagavad Gita, Kapila Gita and Uddhava Gita. He is teaching us Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. By Karma Yoga, he is teaching us to get the results of Dharma Artha Kama. By Jnana and Ashtanga Yoga, he is teaching us get the result of Moksha. By Bhakti Yoga, he is teaching us get the result of Prema. So, this is, as per my limited understanding, the essence of Bhagavad Gita, Kapila Gita and Uddhava Gita. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
One day was too fast for many of us to pick it up.